project 10-0438. Have a new page?
Yep.
Oh, there is.
Gonna finish up.
Well, we're going to stay with the Beach of the Dunes theme.
You're on a roll.
If I could, Kathy, the previous case when I wasn't here, I abstained as well on that one, please. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to shift a little further south down to Surrey County.
Home sweet home.
This is a request from Chip Oaks Estates LLC requesting authorization to place up to 1,800 linear feet of riprap stone revetment landward of mean low water along their shorefront beach property situated along the James River in Surrey County. This does require coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permit. The project is located generally in this area near the mouth of Chip Oaks Creek. This is the Surrey Nuclear Power Plant, the Hog Island Polite Refuge in this area. This is a copy of the construction plans. This is a large lot subdivision that's currently being developed along the James River and along Chip Oaks Creek. We're currently processing a second application for some piers in Chip Oaks Creek. This project is related to these lots in this gray area. A little closer view. High bluff shoreline here with erosion issues. It slopes down in this area to a little bit lower, but very steep, 30 plus feet bank here.
Ben, who's the principal applicant here? Who's the applicant?
Estates. I believe there's been some changes within the ownership of that, but the applicant is represented today.
So. Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
This project originally was permitted, it was applied for in 2008 and received a permit from the Surrey County Wetlands Board. At that time, the Wetlands Board had jurisdiction. The Beaches and Dunes Act had not been amended yet to include the additional counties that were included in 2008, but the project was applied for before July of 2008. The Wetlands Board heard it and permitted it. A small section of the revetment was installed, but I think due to economic conditions, the subdivision kind of went into stall. I believe the owner had some illness. And in any event, the permit expired. It was a one-year permit. They did request an extension from Surrey, but it was well beyond the permit. It had expired well before they requested it. The law had changed since then, so they were required to submit a new application. And this is a beach, so now we're hearing it under the Beaches and Dunes Act. Surrey has not adopted the Beaches and Dunes Ordinance, so you are the jurisdictional body. So to get that little historical perspective out of the way, again, here's a high-level aerial, again, of the area. It's basically in this location here, again, the mouth of Chip Oaks Creek, the subdivision. You can see some of the development that's going on with the road infrastructure. I don't believe there are any homes yet constructed within the subdivision, certainly not on these lots.
And for the record, geographically, this is northern Chip Oaks Creek. There are two Chip Oaks Creek, believe it or not, in Surrey County.
Correct.
One borders Prince George County.
Actually, the Chip Oaks State Park is to the west of this property as well.
That's the Surrey Nuclear Power Facility up
right
there.
And that is the power plant. That's the outfall and intakes over here. A little closer view. Basically, the project runs along this section of shoreline. Can't really tell it in this photograph, but it is a steep bank, and there's been some clearing related to the lots on the upland in this area. These are the plan views. Sorry, they're a little difficult to read, but basically, we've turned around now and we'll be looking. When you're looking at photographs, the river was this way, but because of the way they're oriented on this, this is the riverside. This is the low water line and the high water line, and then here's the actual structure. This starts at the lower end. There is an existing road that traverses across the top of these lots, and there is a dam here with an embayment that is not connected to the river in a lower area here. This will tie into the kind of lower contour along this dam roadway. Again, it's pretty typical. As you saw in that picture, there was kind of a jutted out area. You'll see that in the ground shots. It continues down and then ends in this area. This one section in this area is the area that's previously been installed. This is the first couple of photographs are from the original applications back in 2008 that the board heard. This was before there was any work done on the bank, and you can see how steep it is. This is that area going in this direction to the south is where it slopes back down. This is that area that kind of juts out, and then it follows the shoreline around. This is looking back in the opposite direction. Again, there's that outcropping where it juts back. You can see the steep nature of the bank, a lot of erosion going on, ongoing. The bank has been cleared. The bank has been graded. The entire reach has already been graded, but only a small section and say the riprap place. So now this is the current conditions. Again, we're starting at the southern end of the property where this bank slopes down. The road, access roadway comes across here and off the photographs. The riprap will tie in to the low area here, wrap around the shoreline. Again, there's that outcropping area. As you can see, the bank is currently still having erosion problems even though it has been graded back. I'm just walking basically north up the shoreline here. Again, there's that outcropping. A little closer view, you can see there's definitely need to do something here to stop the erosion. This is standing at the outcropping, looking back to the south. Mouth of Chipokes Creek is right back here. Again, an ongoing erosion. A closer view of that. Now we turn back, still going to the north. This, once you pass that outcropping, the shoreline is pretty straight again, all the way down, and this is the existing riprap, which I'll walk closer as I go down the beach. This is the existing stone that's in, the filter cloth, which of course was laid back to the south, anticipating more stone, and that is kind of washed around, and that will be retrieved, I assume, as part of the finishing the project. I'm just going to leave that one up. The project as currently proposed will impact approximately 10,800 square feet of jurisdiction beach. The base of the bluff has retreated somewhat landward since the previous application, and the alignment of the riprap has been shifted slightly landward for the new section to reflect that erosion. The VIMS report from the original application, we did not request it, I didn't get a new one for this, but basically the project is very, very similar. Did suggest that the preferred approach for a high-energy sandy shoreline is through sand nourishment and construction on an offshore breakwater. But they did further note that while the breakwater system was preferable, for revetment would also be an acceptable alternative for stabilizing the shoreline, since considerable grading was needed to stabilize the eroding bluffs, which the grading has been done. They did note, however, some deficiencies with the project as proposed then, and originally in the 2010 application. And they included the height of the proposed revetment, which is approximately 18 feet above grade. In other words, about 18 feet above the existing toe here. Since the applicant gave no justification to the potential wave heights at this location. They also noted that the stone appeared to be undersized considering the fetch at the site, along with the steep proposed slope, which the original slope was proposed at 1.5:1. They suggested using class 2 and class 3 stone and using a slope of 2:1 if possible. They further recommended that all the impacted areas be restored to their natural contours and any areas where adjacent phragmites exist and poses a risk of invasion would include some type of protocol for phragmites control. Department of Historic Resources commented that they were not aware of any historic properties that would be impacted by the project. DEQ indicated that provided it meets the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers general permit requirements, that no water protection permit would be required. And no other agencies have commented on the project. And we received no protest from the public interest review. Staff believes, based on recent site visit, that the partial failure of the existing riprap that was already installed is due to the small size of the stone. This appears to be directly related both to the steep slope and the undersized stone. The applicant was notified of this and did provide us with revised drawings. They are in your packet on June 19th, along with some email correspondence that indicated that they would agree to modify the existing bank slope to 2-to-1. Some of the bank, I believe, is graded to 2-to-1 already at the southern end, but they've agreed to that condition and to use larger class 3 stone, at least at the lower portion of the riverbed. The eval that you received initially, the last page has had some changes made to it due to the drawings that were received after those comments were mailed to you, so I'll just note that in your packet, that the summary and recommendation sheet is a little bit different than what you originally got, but you have the current one in there as well. So based on that, our summary recommendation is that due to the fact that we note the collapsed portion of the previously installed revetment and the undersized stone is now scattered along both the beach and the subaqueous lands, we believe that if the bank is graded to a 2-to-1 and proper sized stone is used, that this will alleviate that. We are recommending that they retrieve the stone that is collapsed onto the beach, and there is even some out in the water. Use that small stone as some of the core material to reuse the revetment. We also requested some additional information from them related to storm surge frequencies here and wave action, since the applicant, even with the revised drawings, didn't provide us with any rationale for the 18-foot height. We did receive those. They're in your packet. They basically state some different percentages of storms for a 10-year, 50-year, 100-year, and 500-year storm. Worst-case scenario in a 500-year storm, FEMA estimates in the Surrey County area a storm surge of 8.7 feet above mean lower low water. For a 100-year storm, it would be 7.4 feet. If you factor in an additional 2-foot tide range here for a high tide storm event, that would result in a storm surge of just a little under 11 feet in a 500-year storm. So therefore, the storms data would indicate that the proposed height of the structure, which is actually up to 20 feet above mean low water and about 18 feet above the current grade at the toe, would be well above the storm surge of a 500-year event. We believe installation of the structure above this predicted height appears to be at the discretion of the applicant and is really up the bank and some of that out of our jurisdiction. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1402 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the condition that the armor material must be Class 3 at the base of the structure, including the fail section, and that the structure be installed on a 2-to-1 slope, and that the material that is shifted into the intertidal area and beyond mean low water be retrieved and used during installation. An additional permit condition, which is standard, it's not in the recommendation, but obviously our standard erosion and sediment control conditions related to the actual installation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions of Mr. Stagg?
Mr. Schick? When you say the base, are you talking about 4 foot up or?
Well, we had a lot of internal discussion about that as to how to address that. I think, basically based on what we've seen from the FEMA, and we don't try to necessarily engineer these ourselves, based on a 100-year storm, that would be, about 9.5 feet up the bank, and it seems to me that that would be, at least that height would be appropriate to have the heavy stone, and then it appears to us that going further up the bank will help stabilize the upland erosion running down, but that should be above, most storms. Obviously, a 500-year storm would still might get into that smaller stone slightly.
Further questions? Thank you, panel. Is the applicant present or represented? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemn swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Can you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Matt Hall. I'm with Commonwealth Engineering Group, representing the applicant. Applicant doesn't have a problem with any of the recommendation approvals for, or urban study approval from the MRC. And I'm here to answer any questions that don't need to answer.
You have no problem with the staff recommendations? Questions of members of the commission? Thank you, sir. Anyone here in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission for discussion and action, Mr. Holland.
Move to adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion?
I'd just like to make sure that the 9-foot level is in the motion also for the class 2.
Mr. Holland, you accept that?
Yes,
I agree.
Class 3, yeah. And then class 2 above.
Staff got it? Then?
Yep.
Get that?
Okay.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.